You're listening to SBS News.
In Greece's notoriously overcrowded refugee camp on the island of Lesbos, fire struck for the second time this week. More than 3,500 inhabitants of Moria were forced to flee on Wednesday night as flames engulfed their homes. Many of the asylum seekers say they lost all of their belongings.
We were all sleeping, and then some started to alert everybody else that there were fires. But at the beginning, no firefighters or police came. Only when everything was already in flames did they show up.
It's very, 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 very difficult. The situation is very bad.
All of the refugees ran away from the fire. And it was a really big fire, and almost all the camp burned. And we don't know where to go, and all the refugees are outside and try to find a place to just at least stay.
There were no reports of injuries. Greek Migration Minister Mr. Notis Mitsotakis says police are investigating whether the fires were started deliberately after COVID-19 tests led to the isolation of 35 refugees who tested positive.
The real series of events is still being investigated. What is certain is that the fire was started by asylum seekers in the facility because of the quarantine.
The minister says a ferry and two Navy ships will be used as temporary housing, and about 400 children and teenagers were flown to other facilities in northern Greece. Humanitarian groups are working on the island to assess the damage. Miss Giovanna Skakaka-Borotsky from Doctors Without Borders arrived at the burnt-down camps last night.
We are all shocked but not surprised. This situation was a time bomb that we were expecting to explode one day or the other. We were really hoping that we could have stopped this before the happening, but we didn't manage.
Since becoming one of the main gateways into Europe for migrants and asylum seekers in 2015, Greece has built dozens of detention centres on its islands, but people often face long waits in the camps and overcrowding is common. The fires at Moria have renewed criticism of Europe's migration policy, with protesters in Germany leading the way in calling for an overhaul. In Frankfurt and Berlin, hundreds of demonstrators gathered in support of Greece's migrants. One woman, Melanie, says Germany should take in some of those left homeless.
Last week, they had the first confirmed coronavirus cases, and it was clear that things would escalate. Why it was on fire, we don't know. But the situation is such that the people there could simply come here to live normal lives instead of having to go through hell. That's why we're here. We're saying that the city of Frankfurt has room, and so does Germany.
The European Commission is due to come up with a proposal by the end of September on a new pact on migration and asylum. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.